Support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, takeout, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery. Taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The coronavirus pandemic's knocked more than a year off the average life expectancy in the United States. Researchers at the University of Southern California and Princeton have calculated the largest single-year decline in roughly 40 years. The decline in life expectancy is estimated to fall by more among Latinos and African Americans. Meanwhile, a new survey reveals more people are taking better care not to get infected. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
Researchers at Northeastern, Northwestern, Harvard, and Rutgers universities have been surveying about 20,000 people nationwide every month since the pandemic began. In the latest survey, the researchers find that mask wearing hit an all-time high in the past month, and fewer people are doing risky things like going to work in the gym, eating in restaurants, and spending time inside with people they don't live with. But the researchers say the amount of careful behavior still remains far below what it was in the spring and far too low to contain the virus, especially with new, apparently more contagious strains emerging. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Biden-Harris administration is getting ready to open up 100 million vaccine doses in 100 days and try to deliver $1.9 trillion in relief. NPR's Scott Detrow reports Vice President-elect Kamala Harris talked about hurdles ahead.
In an interview with NPR, Harris calls the new proposal the incoming administration's highest priority. The challenge, the Senate will be tied up with an impeachment trial in the early weeks of Biden's term. Harris says she isn't worried.
We have to multitask, which means, as with anyone, we have a lot of priorities and we need to see them through.
The trial will likely take weeks, even though Trump will be out of office. The Senate will also need to spend lots of time confirming Biden's cabinet picks. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Addressing the media for the first time since the House again voted to impeach President Trump over his role in last week's insurrection at the Capitol, Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing questions about the timing and scope of Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
Speaker Pelosi is not committing to a timeline on when the House will send the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Right now, our managers are solemnly and prayerfully preparing for the trial, which they will take to the Senate. At the same time, we are in transition.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has refused to begin the proceedings this week, meaning that the trial will not effectively start until after President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. Additionally, the Senate may have to juggle the tasks of an impeachment trial and the consideration of Biden's agenda, including the confirmation of his cabinet nominees. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks are trading lower. The Dow is down 118 points. This is NPR News. The acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, says U.S. forces in Afghanistan have scaled back to 2,500 people. This, part of a deal between the United States and the Taliban, meant to see all foreign forces withdraw. More from NPR's Dia Hadid.
In a statement, Miller said the number of U.S. forces in the country was now at their lowest level since 2001. He says the Pentagon is planning for a scenario where all forces are withdrawn by May, but said that would be conditions-based. But it's unclear whether the upcoming Biden administration will uphold the deal with the Taliban, which was made by the Trump administration last February. Biden has previously signaled that he would like to retain a small counterterrorism force within Afghanistan. Analysts say that would upturn the U.S.-Taliban deal and the Afghan peace process, which is being undertaken in parallel. Even if Biden does continue to uphold the troop withdrawal, analysts say it's likely to be delayed beyond the spring deadline. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Ugandans are waiting for the results of their presidential election. Bobby Wine, the popular singer-turned-opposition candidate, tweeted that the military had taken over his home and that, in his words, we are in trouble. Wine alleges the election's been rigged to keep President Yoweri Museveni in power. Uganda's Electoral Commission said with results in from half of all polling stations, the incumbent leads Wine 62% to 29%. The Dow has fallen 116 points since the open. It's at 30,875. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., which is committed to scientific discoveries that lead to new and better treatments. At Children's National, their pediatric innovations are designed to help children everywhere grow up stronger. And Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And we have more national and international news for you coming up at 4 o'clock on the program All Things Considered. We're going to go back now to 1974 and listen to music from Luther Allison. Here's Luther Allison with a number called Luther's Blues.
Thank you. know you found another man to make you happy too. Yeah, you a strain on my heart. You think I'm a fool, you're on that piece of wood. I don't know, you make me do you like that. That's what you think. I just have a living to make, baby. You don't know what you're talking about. What's your ass? You don't know me. Yeah. Fat mouth. Go on. Fat mouth. I don't care how much you spend. I'm going to do it to you anyway. I'm going to... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to squeeze. I'm going to squeeze in the whole world gonna know about it. And like, you might as well come on now. You might as well get in the groove. Come on, I'm gonna squeeze.
Luther Allison here on KRVS with a number called Luther's Blues. Allison's family was from Arkansas. They moved to Chicago back in 1951, and he ended up being really smitten with the West Side style of Chicago blues, people like Freddie King and also Magic Sam and others. He is a lot of his playing was more blues rock than blues, and he ended up moving to France back in 1977. When he'd come back to the States to perform or to record, he would hook up with his old friend James Solberg and Solberg's band from Milwaukee. We're going to turn to James Solberg's band next here on KRVS from their disc, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, an old Blind Lemon Jefferson tune. Here they are with the title track, the James Solberg Band, here on KRVS.
My grave with us. I never saw it coming, I never had a clue. If I knew what you was into, I'd have known what to do. I've been blindsided, I've been left for dead. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? I was cruising along in my slick crying bed, moving in a grooving, man, I was looking for my chick. She slipped up on me like a phantom from the dead. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? Someone's having me on. I'm out in deep water, man, I'm trying to tread. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? Behind your head.
And I said, wait a minute, baby, just leave me alone. I've worked so hard to make my happy home. I know you don't want me. You've been misled. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head?
John Hammond from his disc Push Comes to Shove that came out in 2017. That, of course, a number called Eyes Behind Your Head. Hammond was recording blues way back in the early to mid-1960s. He had a long career in the blues. Before hearing John Hammond, we heard the James Solberg Band from the disc See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Solberg, again, from Milwaukee, and that particular disc came out on Atomic Theory Records back in 1995. Solberg, again, working a lot with Luther Allison when Allison was in the country. And again, that tune was an old Blind Lemon Jefferson tune, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Lemon recorded that one under the name of Deacon L.J. Bates. We're going to turn to Blind Lemon next year on KRVS. We're going to go back to May of 1926. He started recording back in 1926 for Paramount Records and recorded over 100 titles for them between 26 and almost the end of 1929. An amazing guitarist for his time and stylist. Here he is with a number called Chalk House Blues. Blind Lemon Jefferson here on KRVS.
So many wagons, and how could that good road down? I've got so many wagons, I've cut that good road down. And the girl I love, well, mama don't want me around. Maybe I can't drink whiskey, but I'm a fool about my homemade wine. Maybe I can't drink whiskey, but I'm a fool about my homemade wine. Ain't no sense in leaving Dallas to make you stay all the time. These here women want these men to act like them oxen dogs. I said these women want these men to act like them oxen dogs. Grab a pick and shovel and roll from sun to sun. I got a God for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday too. I got a God for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday too. I'm gonna sweeten up on a Saturday what the women through the week gonna do. Don't look for me on Sunday. I wanna take feed me to Sunday school. Don't look for me on Sunday. I wanna take feed me to Sunday school. She's a fine looking vampire, but she ain't never learned that one.
Telling people that lightning has done you wrong. So long, baby, baby, so long. Have I done you wrong? don't tell nobody, dear, that I wasn't good to you. Low down and dirty this morning, it seemed like the way you're trying to do. So long, baby, baby, so long. Here's something, baby, I want you to do for me. Show me the little present that your man brought back from across the sea. So long, darling, darling, so long, so long. You know, my mama told me just what you would do. She said you'd have my brother, Lord, how much break my heart in two. So long now, baby, baby, so long, darling, so long. I've been having trouble, all of it out of you. You've been acting funny the way I didn't think you would do. So long now, baby, baby, so long, baby, so long.
Texas blues man Lightning Hopkins recording for Aladdin Records back in 1948. Some early Lightning. Before hearing Lightning Hopkins, we heard Blind Lemon Jefferson, recorded in May of 1926, doing Chalk House Blues. Lemon was a big influence on a lot of people. He was a big influence on Lightning Hopkins. Hopkins met him when Hopkins was quite young. Lemon, known for his jazz-like improvisations, his single-string work was very influential. He influenced people like T-Bone Walker, who as a boy helped Blind Lemon walk around the streets of Deep Ellum in Dallas. Also people like Blind Gary Davis and Willie McTell and others. And also Albert King. Albert King first really got turned on to blues guitar by listening to Blind Lemon Jefferson. King himself, of course, a big influence on people like Eric Clapton, particularly Stevie Ray Vaughan, Michael Bloomfield, and others. We're going to go back to 1964 and listen to Albert King here on KRVS doing a number called COD.
I spend my money for money, cash on delivery. Support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Traditional Music Program, featuring a curriculum that provides student musicians who learn by ear from local professionals an opportunity to improve their craft in styles such as blues, bluegrass, Cajun, and Zydeco. For more information about music degree programs and concentrations, course offerings, and upcoming student ensemble performances, the website is music.louisiana.edu.
Just turn around and leave. I need a whole lot of kissing and make it feel right. A whole lot of hugging, come squeeze me real tight. Good love is what I'm missing, come give me what I need. A whole lot of loving to satisfy.
Thornetta Davis from her disc Honest Woman. That came out back in 2016. She's out of Detroit. And that, of course, was a number called I Need a Whole Lot of Loving to Satisfy Me. She was preceded here on KRVS by the late Albert King. We heard Albert King record in St. Louis back in 1964 doing a number called COD. We have blues next here on KRVS from the band Mississippi Heat. They're out of Chicago, and the vocalist on this next track is Annetta Visor. She does most of the vocals for the band. The group leader is Pierre Lecoq. He plays some very interesting blues harp. We're going to turn to their disc, Hattiesburg Blues. This came out in 2008. They're going to do the title track, and it's not exactly a Mississippi groove, but it's a good one. Mississippi Heat here on KRVS. Just Like a Fish, Little Esther Phillips here on KRVS. Little Esther Phillips was the youngest woman ever to have a number one hit on the R&B charts, at least when she had her first hit back in 1950. She was first discovered in 1949 by band leader Johnny Otis. An amazing, amazing voice, Little Esther Phillips. Preceded by the band Mississippi Heat, with Annetta Visor doing the vocals on that track. They did the title track to their disc, Hattiesburg Blues. Again, the harp player on that was Pierre Lacoque, really interesting player. We're going to turn next to another lady vocalist in the blues. This one also made history a little bit earlier than Little Esther Phillips. We're talking about Sippy Wallace, originally from Houston, Texas. She ended up doing most of her recordings in Chicago, also ended up living in Detroit for a while. Big influence on a number of people, including Bonnie Raitt. Here she is playing piano and singing with three really top-notch New Orleans jazz men, Natty Dominique on trumpet, Honore Dutre on trombone, and Johnny Dodds on clarinet, recorded in Chicago back in February of 1929. Sippy Wallace here on KRVS.
I found a youth, sweet man, falling on my knees. I found a youth, pretty papa, falling on my knees. Thank you.
let's go out and have some fun. What does that random tell you how it's done? We can go out and have a very good time. I'll tell you all about it, I bet in mind. Wanna go ride, don't have to go far. You fix the blowouts, I'll drive the car. Stop, see down, see down, Joe. Now explain it to me and tell me where you like to go. Told you that I would explain to you how it's done. Now when you let me go out riding and have some fun. Now in case you want to go, now let me know. Yeah, now tell me when you really like to go. Now if you want to go with me riding, we can really have some fun. If you buy the hot dog, I got the buns. Now dear, now can't you go? Now listen, when you explain it to me, tell me, did you know? You don't have to worry, we ain't so old. Now if you got the line, I got the pole. Now tell me, dear, don't you know? We can go out for a good time, would you like to go? Now, dear, now tell me about the no. Tell me when you like to go. Now you don't have to worry about me going so long. Now we go have a good time to take a blanket along. Bum, beep, bop, bo, beep, bop, bo. Now explain it to me, baby, and I'll tell you where you like to go. Soap and towel included, too. No telling what goes on. You just take that with you. Now just tell me, dear, what you mean to do. I'll go out riding if you will, too, sir. Beep, bop, bop, beep, bop, bop, bop. Come on, baby, we go out and have some really fun. I told you get the hot dog, I'll get the bun. Now, dear, that's what I mean to say. Now, won't you go out ride with me and have a good time today, send us. Weep, woop, woop, weep, woop, woop, woop. Bum, beep, bum, boop. Beep, bum, bum, bum.
Freddie Spruill recorded in Chicago back in April of 1935. Spruill on guitar and vocals with Carl Martin also on guitar in that track. It was Spruill's best-known recording, Let's Go Riding. He had first recorded, though, in 1926 and then again in 1928. It's thought that he was originally from Lake Providence, Louisiana, but he grew up in Chicago and had a Delta blues-style interesting player. He was preceded here on KRVS by Sippy Wallace. We heard Sippy Wallace doing Mighty Tight Woman. Again, she recorded that in Chicago back in 1929. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Mississippi John Hurt. He was rediscovered in the spring of 1963 after a 35-year recording hiatus. And that summer, in July of that year, he went up to Washington, D.C., to be recorded at the Library of Congress. From those recordings done in July of 1963, here is Mississippi John Hurt here on KRVS with Hey Baby Right Away.
Right away, baby, right away. Yeah. honey, right away. Bring it on down to my house, mama, ain't nobody here but me. Think about you all day long, baby, seems so good to me. I got a pocket full of nickels, got a hand full of dimes, a house full of children, they wouldn't mind. Come on, bring it over here, ain't nobody here but me, do you hear me? Ain't nobody home but me. Walk, talk, hop, jump, ain't nobody here but me. Think about you all day long, baby, seems so good to me. Is she little? Down this mountain, do the food, bring it over here. Yeah. Ain't about here but me, do you hear me? Ain't about it home but me, yeah. Ain't about here but me. Think about you all day long, baby, seems so good to me. I used to have a gal so tall, she'd sleep in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Come on, bring it over here. Yeah. Ain't about here but me, do you hear me? Ain't about it home but me, yeah. Yeah, come on down, baby. What ain't nobody else but what? Yeah, of course there ain't nobody here but me. Yeah, I still got somewhere left over from last time. Stop at the store, get some more. Come on, yeah. Ain't nobody here but me, do you hear me? Ain't nobody home but me. Come on down to my house, mama. Ain't nobody here but me. Think about you all day long, baby. Seems so good to me. You know, God made one more. Made it kind of funny. Made it lives around my just sweet as any honey. Bring it over here. Ain't about it here but me. Do you hear me? Ain't about a home but...
Paul Jeremiah here on KRVS with his rendition of Ain't Nobody Home But Me, a popular blues classic that he learned from Pink Anderson, but he put in a really hot Blind Blake-style intro on that one. Before hearing Jeremiah, we heard the late, great Mississippi John Hurt from 1963 doing Hey Baby Right Away. And that about brings to a close this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer and After Nick. Stay tuned to 3 p.m. for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and listener-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who support us with annual contributions. We wouldn't be here without that help. And if you're not a member, please consider becoming one. You can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. Mary Flower on guitar with a tribute to Scrapper Blackwell. Here is Scrapper's Blues. Hope you all have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll be back with another Blues Box for you next Friday morning, right after Morning Edition at 9 a.m.
You don't need a Vincent Sue, ni un Pias to listen to the best in Louisiana French music. All you need to do is tune in to La Lou Jukebox with your host, me, Blake Miller, on Saturday evenings, 6 to 8, and or Sunday mornings, 7 to 9.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Thought I was your only vato.
Check out what's happening on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms. Join me, Steve Craig, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Tejano, Conjunto, Chicano, and Southern Soul, Country, Swamp Poppy Mops.
Don't you know that I love you?
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.